It's a July morning at 6:45 a.m. Across New Orleans, the temperature is starting to climb. Most kids would expect to have at least a few more weeks of summer, but not Quincy Lindsay, a fifth grader at New Orleans' Renew Cultural Arts Academy. The sleepy 11-year-old is trying to wake up for his first day of school. Quincy's entire summer vacation was a fleeting 6 weeks.
I'm going to be with the best teacher in my school, Mr. Pacifico. That's my favorite teacher.
Quincy's mother, Calanthea Lindsay, tries to keep her son on pace to make it to school by 7:15 a.m.
I got to sharpen some pencils for you. You want me to sharpen three? What, you want another pencil?
Let me look you over.
Turn.
Good, shirts and the pants.
Renew is one of hundreds of schools nationwide that are adding time to the school year. They are lengthening school days, requiring Saturday classes, or shortening summer. Lindsay, an aspiring nurse, likes knowing where Quincy is more of the time. She also hopes more time in the classroom helps Quincy stay motivated.
You know, when things really get more complicated for him, high school, college, you got your own schedule, you got mama standing over you and say, do your homework. He's going to want to do it because he's already set in that mindset early.
Buckle your belt. Look in the mirror if you need to.
Nationally, the number of schools adding hours or days jumped 53% since 2009. That's according to a 2012 report from the National Center on Time and Learning in Boston. New Orleans ranked in the top five cities in the nation for schools extending their day or academic year. The report identified 41 New Orleans schools with expanded time.
You want two juices? You want to bring another juice?
The schools have various reasons for adding time. Some cite global competitiveness, pointing to the long day and year at many Asian schools. Others say they want to accommodate the schedules of working families. Charter schools, whose teachers are not usually unionized, have more flexibility in setting calendars and work hours. That's contributed to the trend as well. But the most common reason school leaders mention is summer learning loss, when students forget much of what they've learned over vacation. Gina Warner is the executive director of the National After School Association. She thinks there's a reason the movement has been concentrated in low-income communities with poor academic results, places like New Orleans.
I think it's definitely the pressure we see to close the achievement gap and the additional pressure put on schools to have increased test scores. I think that's what's driving this.
Warner thinks more time at school is fine, as long as schools or community partners are offering the students something different, like art or music classes that have been squeezed out of the traditional school day.
If more time is just more of the same, then that's the problem.
But Warner worries about why longer school days and years are only being touted as the solution for some children.
Are we comfortable with a solution that works for other people's kids and a solution we wouldn't want for our own? I mean, you don't hear middle-income and upper-middle-income parents talking about an expanded day. They want that afternoon, those weekends, those summers, for sports activities, for soccer games, for ballet lessons, for foreign language instruction, for travel.
Quincy Lindsay was a little hesitant when he learned he would be transferring to a school with a shorter summer.
I was having a lot of fun, and I was like, oh, I gotta go to school.
But Quincy resigned himself to the early start.
Just get it done. You know how you see basketball players on the court, and got to get the job done, so that's what I have to do.
Good morning. What's your name? Quincy Lindsay. All right, Quincy. You could come on in. I'm Miss Honeycutt. Nice to meet you.
Quincy is one of just six students who showed up at Miss Honeycutt's homeroom that morning. It seems many families didn't realize just how early the school year now starts.
So I just want to say good morning to you all. Thank you for being here early and on time. We'll go ahead and start. I want everybody to introduce yourself. Just say your name, stand up, and what you want to do as a fifth grader this year. So we'll start here.
Gary Robichaud is executive director of Renew. He says his network of charter schools has lost a few families because of the extended calendar, but only a few. The network does have longer than usual breaks spread throughout the school year.
You know, I'm not quite sure why we've had this tradition of having 12 weeks off during the summer. I see more and more cities buying into this and doing it. You know, it is a little more expensive to do, but it's worth the investment.
In Renew's case, the additional time costs about $500,000 per school, which comes out of various grants. U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan has been a big supporter of expanded learning time. He said in 2010 that ideally schools would be open 12, 13, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, 11 to 12 months of the year.
So we have a very different array of things we want to learn this year as fifth graders. We have English, writing, social studies.
Quincy isn't the only kid a bit hesitant to embrace a longer school year. 11-year-old Alyric Thomas, a sixth grader at Renew, was unsure whether a six-week break would be enough.
I was worried that I wouldn't have, like, time to do what I wanted to do, and I'd be too focused on school.
Alyric sees one silver lining to a quicker summer, though.
It gets cut short sometimes, but it also gives me a limit so I don't get, like, addicted to the internet or anything.
Alyric's younger brother, Raphael, likes his teachers and friends at Renew. But the 9-year-old still has one big concern about a longer school year. Summer is when Raphael gets to spend the most time with his father, who works long hours to support his family as a single parent. Once the school year is in full swing, Raphael doesn't see as much of his father as he would like.
I can't see my family at school, most of my family, like my daddy. Because then every time he come home and we come home, he'll be asleep. Because he got to get his rest. They'll go back to work and he won't fall asleep on the job, so we would have food on the table and a place to sleep.
Raphael's father, Bruce Thomas, calls his son over to comfort him. The close-knit Thomas family makes the most of its limited time together, playing checkers, baseball, and other games. Their father believes that the more time his kids spend in school, the better.
Watching them come home with new ideas and expressing new ideas and new thought processes and looking at things from different perspectives through what they get from the school experience, that would be the pro for me, and that's the most important thing.
Across the city, many parents, school leaders, even some students are accepting longer school days and years. But the jury's still out on whether more time adds up to more learning. A 2012 report by the nonprofit research center Child Trends found most schools that added time showed academic growth. Yet it was impossible to attribute the improvement directly to more time in school. And the report concluded that when it comes to education, what matters most is not the amount of time, but how that time is spent. For WWNO, I'm Sarah Carr.